Welcome to Cider Chat. In this episode, it's part two of Traveling the Cider Trail, this year's featured event for Franklin County Cider Days 2020.
Going up, going up.
Hello, my name is Rhea Wincoller, and I am the producer and cider MC of this weekly podcast, where we speak with makers, cider enthusiasts, and folks within the cider trade from around the world. This is episode 244, and at least this week I got that right because I've been kind of screwing up the episode's numbers, which kind of starts happening when you have been producing every single week, now entering into nearly 6 years of doing this, which, where did the time go? And how many bottles of cider was that? I don't know. But we're going to be talking about all of that in the upcoming episode 250. And we'll have the nose here talking about that. And the cider house is just going to be filled with absolute glee. We're all kind of like, you know, just shaking in our boots thinking about 250 episodes of Cider Chat. It's just...
Is it time for a little bit of a hip hip hooray?
Well, I think, Mr. Quince, I mean, we could do hip hip hooray, but let's just hold that for episode 250.
Roger that.
And if you don't know who that was Mr. Quince. He's one of the many talking palms who are part of Cider Chat, often helping me in the cider house here. It could be a little lonely because it's primarily me, the microphone, some little technical equipment here to get it all rolling, and hanging out with palms. And frankly, they are really nice beings to hang out with, so I'm cool with that. So it gets a little quirky here, but, you know, cider is quirky in all the best ways. So welcome to this podcast. If you haven't ever heard of Cider Chat before, boy, there are so many episodes for you to dig into. And if you've been listening regularly, how you doing? It's good to hear you once again out there in the channels of Ciderville, getting all those emails to me and saying hi on the different social media networks. I just adore you, Ciderville. I absolutely adore you. We're going to take a little break here, and I'm going to bring you into some news that's been happening in this past week, and then we'll be moving forward into the Cider Trail. Inside Hook is an online magazine, and writer Dan Kelly just had a feature in there all on cider, and it's called It's Time to Get Obsessed with Hard Cider, the Next Frontier in American Drinking. And I was interviewed for that. Gabe Cook in the UK was also in there, along with Michelle McGrath from the American Cider Association and Scott Ramsey from the New York Cider Association. So there is a link in the show notes for that, or you could just Google Inside Hook and any one of our names. Maybe it will come up for you pretty easily. I suspect it will. Then there is also another article that just came out as I was producing this episode today. I saw it. And this is on a local Apple friend. His name is Matt Kaminsky. You may have heard of Matt. He's best known as Gnarly Pippins. You want to follow him on Instagram. A really nice guy. He works a lot with the Carr Cider House, which is going to be on the Cider Trail. It is on that Cider Trail right now, I should say, that I'm going to be talking about in this episode. And the feature came in on the Boston Globe front page today, and it's called Climbing Apple Trees with a Man Called Gnarly Pippins. So do check out the links in the show notes for this here episode 244. I have it right there. And then one more piece that's really exciting, and it's a little bit why I missed some of my social media postings last week. Many of you well know, who are regular listeners, that Wednesday is dubbed Sunset Cider Club Day, and that's when we kind of get together. We've been doing this like forever, it seems, drinking cider, listening to Cider Chat, you know, just having charming chit-chat, which is what it's all about. But this past Wednesday, we had the big outside screen up, and we were watching a favorite Applehead himself, best known as John Bunker. He's up in Maine, and he did a presentation for the Maine Historical Society, and it's called An Apple History of Maine. And I want to tell you, it's an hour-long presentation. There's a link in the show notes for this YouTube presentation. It is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. In fact, I'm going to just play a little bit right here to just give you a little sense of it.
The seedlings may have made great cider. And here are a few of our favorite seedlings I thought I'd show you. This is 1 week. These are seedlings. These are just things we've discovered by the side of the road. I want you to go do that too. This is one we call Pink Flamingo. It's kind of pink. This is, and it's a bitter sweet. This is Chavel Sharp, which is really sharp, from Cumberland. Pink Flamingo's from Somerville. And this is a Screenshot from Strong. And it's strong.
What John is doing there is he's holding up a specimen of each apple as he's talking, which is an extra bonus to be able to see what a pink flamingo looks like if you've never had that opportunity before. And I love, right before he did that little clip there, he was bringing up a glass jug to show you how you like swing it back, which I love that kind of animation. But I also really enjoyed him saying, I want you to stop alongside the road too, and to check out seedlings, to pick one up or pick it from the tree and bite into it and taste it. That's what it's all about, isn't it? I love that. And, you know, when John Bunker gives you advice, you follow it. So do check out that YouTube presentation. Again, you could go right to ciderchat.com, episode 244, and you'll see the link right there. It's time now for part two of Traveling the Cider Trail. And this particular cider trail is based in my special spot of Ciderville. I actually live in Franklin County, Massachusetts, and that is the hub for Franklin County Cider Days, which has been taking place, well, now this is the 26th year, which is no small potatoes by any means. That's kind of a big deal when it comes to cider in the U.S. of A., for sure, because essentially Cider Days is the longest running cider festival for the U.S. And as such, it's become a bit of an international festival with friends coming from all over the map to attend. And this year, due to COVID, well, we had to change things up a little bit and curtail our in-person events and create something that was really safe for everyone and also allowing people to get to cider and also to walk in the orchards. Two things that I really love, right? And I know that you do too. So we created this little cider trail. And in last week's episode at 243, I started with a loop that you could do coming from any direction to my little special spot here, coming in from Boston or Connecticut or New Hampshire and Vermont, or even if you are a local yokel to our beautiful area. So that's where we started. We also did a one-day trip out to the Berkshires, going to the Berkshire Cider Project. And this week, we have 10 more stops to cover. And what I'm going to do is to provide some little tips along the way, because when you're out and about, well, nowadays, it's a little bit like, well, where can you kind of stop to picnic, and how do you do that, considering COVID? And also some great food tips that you could kind of pick up and picnic while you're out and about. In short, the Cider Trail is happening now and continues on through the first weekend of November, which is the classic Franklin County Cider Days weekend. So there are going to be some special things happening that weekend, but by and large, folks are out traveling the Cider Trail, and I hope you can too. And if you're not where I am, and this is not attainable for you, and I totally get that. I mean, who doesn't right now? It's hard to travel. Well, perhaps it will inspire you to look around your own locale and set up your own little trail that will get you out on a day trip and to experience what your local makers are doing with their cider making. And if not any cider, at least find an orchard. Find those apples that are just waiting to be picked and to be tasted and to discover what is out there around your own special spot of Ciderville.
Walking through the orchards.
Now, one of the things that you definitely want to do is to have the following website bookmarked on your smartphone, and that is ciderdays.org. And that will give you an overview. There's a map of the Cider Trail. And when you look at it, it could seem a little daunting because 16 stops, you know, that's a lot. That's why we're breaking it down. And on this episode, we're looking at 10 stops. Could you do it in one day? Yes, you could. And I'm going to kind of bring you through that. I really recommend, though, if you can make it a two-day event, that would be perfecto. And a lot's going to depend on what is your goal. If you are wanting to be able to get out into the orchards and just drink the cider at hand, then just kind of cruise around this little circuit that I'm going to be talking about next. But if you are coming specifically to get juice for making cider, well, you're going to want to beeline it to Pine Hill Orchards, which is based up in Coleraine. And that is, I would say, 10 minutes or so off of the main interstate, which is Interstate 91. So that's a major highway, a north-south highway that most people are coming in on. And the reason why you want to beeline it to Pine Hill Orchards is because on Franklin County Cider Days Classic Weekend, which is, this year is going to be November 6th and 7th, so it's always the first weekend of November, they will be selling bulk juice. And this year, they are offering four different blends with multiple cider varieties. So that's about 4,000 plus gallons that they're going to have available, and it's going to be open from 9 to 5 only. And due to COVID, normally, you know, we'd all be just kind of going down to the back room and hanging out next to the big tanks. But due to COVID, we need to practice safe distancing. And I will give you a heads up, this region, all over Massachusetts, is really serious about keeping everyone safe. So they're going to be probably having a line that stretches out to the front of Pine Hill. I don't want to, you know, forecast any tiring wait line, but a lot of people come for juice, and it's an amazing deal. They make fantastic juice. So that's one option, to just beeline to Pine Hill Orchards and bring your empty vessels, whether they are plastic containers, they're glass carboys, or wooden barrels. And I think what they'll do is have people like, I really don't know what they're going to be doing now they set it up, to be quite frank. They're still kind of figuring that out, but they have a good handle on it. They've been doing it for 25 years, so they could do it this year too. And so stay tuned for that. So as I get some of the info on the actual blends, which probably won't happen until that weekend, I will be posting that on social media. I'll probably go on the Cider Chat Facebook page. I'll probably tweet it. I might even put it on Instagram. So stay tuned for that. And that's just a lovely experience. And once you're done with that, once you have the juice in your car, your vehicle, your truck, whatever, then you could go out and about to all the other locations that are pretty close by. So that might be your first destination if you're just juice focused. Now let's take a little pause here, and I'm going to bring you into a different loop approach. Let's say you're coming up for the weekend, and Saturday you dedicate to just touring around to some of the cideries. That's where we're going to go to next. Yes, the bottles are a-poppin'. And one more thought, or two more thoughts about Pine Hill. I mean, there's worse places to be standing around waiting, right? You're surrounded by fellow cider makers. To me, that might be the one place I want to hang out for all day on Saturday or Sunday when they are pouring out the cider. And then also, another thing that's happening there is that two cider makers are going to be present who are connected to Franklin County Cider Days. So you can ask for Charlie or Bob, and they'd be happy to answer any questions for you. And they do have some supplies in the store, along with cider donuts. There's an orchard out back and some food, a food truck. So Pine Hill's a pretty good stop. But let's take it from a different direction. Let's say you just want to go out and about, taste some of the local food, drinks, all that good stuff that's happening here. I'm going to bring you into a direction that allows you to hit all these different sites potentially on one day. So let's give it a try.
the streets.
I've designed this particular loop based upon the time that the different cideries are open, many of them closing by 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. on that particular weekend or weekday. Some are open during the weekdays, so you could set it up or at least call ahead. All their contact info is at ciderchat.com, episode 244. So just search that out, Cider Trail, Cider Chat. It'll come up on your Google search, no problem. But with that said, I thought in order to approach this loop, even if you're coming from the south or the north, let's beeline it first up into the hill towns. And by hill towns, I mean the west side of the Connecticut River Valley. So you're going to be going down, I was going to say screaming down Interstate 91. Don't go screaming around anywhere. I'll tell you, we don't want you getting a ticket or getting in trouble. Please enjoy the ride, because the focus of Cider Days was always about getting lost in the hill. So I'm going to get you a little bit lost up in the hill area of Ashfield first. So you'd be coming from Interstate 91 and you want to get onto 116 that will bring you up to Ashfield. Just as soon as you are kind of in that area of 116, you're going to be looking for a little food stop that I want to recommend. It's called Prokarski's Sausages. This is a classic kielbasa place. They are smoking the ham right there in the back room. It's a great stop to pick up maple syrup, just little yummies to bring along the way. I mean, grab a nice cheese kielbasa and you could cut up that meat, and you know, it goes, even if it's cold, it doesn't even have to be cooked. Make sure you get the stuff that's already kind of smoked so it doesn't have to be cooked, and you're already on your way for a picnic. So the first stop would be Prokarski's before you even go to a cidery. And then you swing up on 116. It's a beautiful winding hill to the center of Ashfield. And there, if you, let's say you didn't stop at Prokarski's or you just want to have somebody make some food for you, Ashfield is a cool little town and it's a great place to stop for Elmer's store, which is has a whole complete menu, complete with a Obama omelet. So I recommend that. Enjoy it. And that's a nice place to get landed, kicking out your feet. If you really arrived early on the Cider Trail, that would be a great breakfast stop. Coming out of Ashfield, you have a choice to now go to two cideries. One is Bear Swamp Orchard Distillery and Cidery, and the other is Headwater Cider. Now, I'm going to make a recommendation. If it was me, I would just beeline it to Headwater. Just kind of get on cruise control and take the nice windy road up to Headwater. Because you know Pete Mitchell, who runs that place and planted all the apples up there, he's going to be around probably earlier in the morning. Doesn't have the same kind of shop opened as they do at Bear Swamp. So you have a good bet of seeing him earlier in the day there on Saturday and to load up on some of his ciders. He's really upped his game over the years. I remember when he first planted that orchard, and now he has making more and more quality ciders way up on top of the hill up in Hawley. So go to Headwater first and then swing back down to Bear Swamp Orchards Distillery and Cidery. They're making apple brandy. They have maple syrup. They have a lot of little products in their store. That's run by Jennifer and Steve. Two great places to stop. Once done there, you're going to head a little bit further north now and make your way into Shelburne Falls. Now, I'm figuring that you could get those two stops and get yourself into Shelburne Falls before noon if you start early on Saturday. So that's what I'm figuring here, so you could get through everything on that side in one day. Take 2 days, you're going to have a lot more time in the orchards, and you know that is always my first choice. But let's stick with a one-day itinerary for now. Shelburne Falls is a hustling and bustling town. It is separated by the Deerfield River. So you go over this little iron bridge and you're in the town of Buckland. It's a touristy town. There's a bridge of flowers. There's a lot to do just in Shelburne Falls. Lots of places to eat, lots of yummy food to be found. and also a great place to stock up on cider, and that's at the Shelburne Falls Cork. So that is on the Cider Trail. You could go into the store and load up. Maybe on places that you think, and I'm not going to be able to get there, you're probably going to be finding that local product and some other product further afield. So that's the Shelburne Falls Cork. You might have your little picnic lunch with you, which, you know, that does save time, not sitting in a restaurant. So if you did that, then that gives you plenty of time now to start heading back east towards Greenfield and in the area of none other than West County Cider. Now, before you get to West County Cider, there are a couple little stops along the way. Let's say you said, well, I'm not going to be going to Shelburne Falls Cork, even though I do recommend it. I'm going to just stick with the cideries, which is absolutely fine. You know, maybe you're just buying it directly from the makers. In which case, if you want a little picnic area, save your picnic until you get to West County Cider, because there is a cracking spot to go up behind the cidery and have a view of three states. You get Vermont, you get to see Mount Monadnock. So that's Vermont. Mount Monadnock is New Hampshire, and of course Massachusetts. It's a spectacular view to the east. In fact, if you did have your ability to get up super early in the morning, this is a great place to go and watch the sunrise. It will like blow your mind. But anyways, you go to West County Cider. There's a tasting room there, and they have picnic tables up on the hill. So there's a little trail. You want to ask about that. Definitely take the time to go up for that walk, because everybody else is going to be across the street at another place called Apex Orchards. And that's just kind of like tourist heaven. But up behind West County, it's also West County. So sweet. It's like where the folks in the know go. There's a little trail up there. And it's sweet. Check out the show notes. I have a picture of the view from that spot with the little blue umbrella. I just love it. Anyways, they've been having a great deal getting like three bottles of West County Cider for $33. That's $11 a bottle of cider for the cider that like kind of like shook the world in a way, because at that time in 1984, when that family, the Maloney, started West County, there was no other commercial cider maker in the entire U.S. of A. Can you imagine that? In the entire U.S. of A. Just crazy to think about that now. So that is a hot spot. Maybe you'll be lucky to see Judith Maloney there and Field Maloney, and all the folks who work there are really sweet too. So that is a destination, and you're right on Peckville Road. You know, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck. These are apple terminology for quantities that you get to go. And again, across the street is Apex Orchard. They sell a lot of apples. That's cool. And you could also swing up from there to Pine Hill Orchards, which does sell cider in their like little grab-and-go area, but that's where you get your bulk cider.
Smelling all the blossoms.
All right, I know this is a lot to do in one day, so hopefully you do have a designated driver, because if you're drinking all that cider, that is a lot. And also, I'm hoping that along the way, you're grabbing some of that fresh pressed apple juice, because there's nothing more fun than to have a selection of that sweet cider, we call it, that's not fermented, and comparing from the different orchards, because the range is fantastic. And yet there's a quality to this region that is unique unto its own. That is the beauty of terroir, isn't it? So from West County, we're going to now head down the hill, down the Mohawk Trail into Greenfield, Massachusetts. And that's really, you see Greenfield from West County Cider up there on the hill there. And in Greenfield, there's a couple places you want to take note of. One is the Artisanal Beverage Company, and they make two sizers that are really good. And remember, the sizer is a cider fermented with honey. And I've had both of their sizers, and they're the kind that just makes you want to whistle into the evening and just, you have a mile wide grin. I was really impressed by their sizers, and they've been perfecting it for a long time. And they're really the only cidery I know around here that makes a cider, come to think of it. And they're not really a cidery. They make kombucha, but they also have a passion for cider too. So go figure. So that's the ArtBev, we call them for short. They're going to be open also for the cider trail. And if you feel really overwhelmed, you're just passing through, well, of course, you want to make a stop at Ryan and Casey's liquor store because they're going to have a fantastic selection of ciders for the cider trail while you're there. They have ice ciders and they have a wide range of New England ciders to be grabbing. So do check out Ryan and Casey's liquor store. If you see Christy, tell her hi. You know, I wish you could give her a hug for me, but you know, it's COVID. We can't do that. We got to wait it out. So that's in Greenfield. But also in Greenfield is an orchard. And it's an orchard that's been around for a long time. So we're going to go there next.
Kicking up our feet.
Clarkdale Fruit Farms is just a little jig out of the center of Greenfield. It's up on Upper Road in Deerfield. So it's a town right next door. And it's a nice ride out there. This is a four-generation family orchard on 45 acres. They have 50 different varieties of apples, and they make some stellar juice. So if you want to get some bulk juice from them, call ahead and set it up. And if you're lucky, they also have pear juice available too. And that's an amazing product to taste, even if you're not going to be fermenting the pear juice, but just to have like a half gallon jug of pear juice, you know, like my mom would say, just kind of die and go to heaven. So anyways, that's a Clarkdale Fruit Farm. One thing that is kind of fun there, the way they set it up, it's really cool. They're always part of the Franklin County Fair, and there's a parade for that. And down the road is this big giant apple that says Clarkdale on it. You'll see that giant apple. It's a perfect photo op situation. And it just shows a little bit of the family behind it, the Clarks themselves. So do check it out. Clarkdale Fruit Farm. It's always a favorite stop. It's where we get all our peaches and a lot of fruit from the Clarks. So I can't speak enough about them. I just adore all these places. Can you tell? So that's Clarkdale. And, you know, you're kind of moving it right now, right? So let's say in the afternoon, your next point now is going to be heading back south. And you want to make it to Carr's Cider House. Every January for the past couple of years, I have had the privilege of being invited to a wassail with the Carrs up in their orchard. And that has provided me kind of a backdoor entrance into getting to know this family who has so much passion for the orchards and farming and quality products. So this is a must stop on the cider trail. They're just great people, without a doubt. And that is Nicole and Jonathan Carr. They've been making wild fermented ciders, and they also have that guy that I was talking about earlier in the show, Mr. Gnarly Pippin himself, that is Matt Kaminsky. Well, Matt works at Carr Cider House too, so definitely check out their wild ferments. And while you're there, there's a number of products to be had, such as cider syrup, or get Nicole's Cider House cookbook. They also make switchel and apple cider vinegar. I mean, right? You know, you can't go wrong with that. So get there, check it out, and they're just sweet people. I mean, you know, who is a sweet in Ciderville? All right, we're going to move on to our final stop of the day, and that's going to be heading south to Florence and the Artifact Cider Project. The reason why I have you going to the Artifact Cider Project at the end of the day is because they are open latest of all the stops along the cider trail on Fridays and Saturdays until 9 and on Sundays until 7. So that provides you a nice opportunity to kind of make your way back into an area where there's a lot of opportunity for places to get some dinner, some takeout, and to also enjoy some cider. This cidery is, well, they have a more modern twist to things. They're getting a lot of their juice from Pine Hill and also the surrounding area. So you get to see their modern making approach to cider making in a region where most of the makers are really out of their farms and their barns in a way. And what they're doing there is really classing it up in a cool way. I enjoy Artifact. You could find it in cans at a lot of locations, but there's nothing like visiting the site itself. And this is a brand new facility, just opened about a year or so ago, and it was founded by two guys, Jake and Soham. And Soham is somebody that might be more familiar because he's been at CiderCon a number of times. He was part of the talk that we had at CiderCon 2020 in Oakland on the terroir of Western Massachusetts. A really nice guy. I've judged cider with him during the Cider Days competition, and he has a passion for yeast and the more, well, technical side of cider making. So check out Artifact Cider Project. They are based in Florence, Massachusetts, and then you're just like a stone's throw to Northampton, where you could get some sustenance, maybe get some Indian food to take out. You got a lot of ciders in your car. Bring it back to your Airbnb or your location or home and just say, wow, you know, cheers to yourself for making it through. I know I've been pushing you on the cider trail here, but I want to get you out there and to get a taste of what's possible. And if you can't make it to the cider trail this year, you know that we are planning on moving forward into 2021. And by hook or by crook, if we all survive the madness of coronavirus, these places will be waiting for you again. To get more info and the map on the Cider Trail, go to ciderdays.org. And if you'd like to get the links that I mentioned to all the articles and that YouTube video of John Bunker, go to my website, ciderchat.com, episode 244, and it's titled Traveling the Cider Trail, Part 2. A big tip of the glass to all the folks who are patrons of this here podcast, and to Kelly, who just recently signed up to the Cider Chat Patreon page. You can find out how to support Cider Chat by going to ciderchat.com. This is Rio Windcaller signing off for now. Looking forward to seeing you in Ciderville.
Ponds. We love orchards and having fun. There is a reason.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Oh yes, there is. There is a reason. We like walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet. We like cider, we like palms, we like orchards, having some fun.
There is a reason.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason. We like walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We like cider.
Oh yes, we do.
We like palms.
Oh yes, we do.
We love orchards, having some fun.
There is a reason.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
Ba-da-da-dum. We like walking down the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We
like cider.
Ba-da-da-dum.
We like palms.
Oh, yes, we do.
We like orchards having some fun.
Yeehaw!